Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Make sure our network is working. Okay. Hello. Welcome to NIT. I'm going to move the camera back just a little bit. All right. We're going to turn our telephone down. I need to get a spot, please. Thank you, ma'am.
Happy 2018!
Yes, new year.
New year, new things. You, better you. Better things coming your way, I pray.
All right, everybody, we are going live. Gotta make sure we can get on here and see.
2018!
Yes. All right. Our official
scoot in.
Scoot in. All right, got scoot in. Look like we are.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Well, all right, can you guys see us
in there?
Yay. I don't want to block your face at all.
We're good. They can hear my big mouth.
Yeah, but I don't want to. How's everybody doing?
Happy 2018. We wish you success, happiness, healthiness,
joy,
wealth, and love,
and awesome sex for 2018. And I just want to throw that out there.
All your dreams, you're working toward those goals and crushing those goals so those dreams can come true, especially those financial goals. I invited people to take a go on a financial diet with me to save a little money.
I'm gonna turn it down in a minute. There we go. Perfect. All right. So now we can see your comments as you comment so we can respond to you guys so we don't have to really stay on our phone. I need you guys to do us a favor as you
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Please invite your friends. Please invite them to hang out with us and hang out with Nothing Is Taboo. I promise to be well behaved tonight. I don't care what anybody says, I promise to be well behaved. Here's where we are. This is the kickoff for 2018. This is our first show of the year.
Yes,
we have officially missed you all.
Yes.
So let me think. 2018. What are we? Day four or five? What is this? Fourth day? Okay, this is the fourth day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what have y'all been doing? I don't know. We're gonna tell you what we've been doing, what we've got going on, and then we're gonna go into our topic, which happens to be what's our topic, Miss Tanya?
Commitments and resolutions.
So wait a minute, does that mean I gotta commit to somebody this year?
Well, we just, no. Okay. But what does the word commitment mean to you? How important is it if you make a commitment and you don't stand by that commitment? How do you think another person would feel? And then my question to you ladies is.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
A couple of them. How about you, Kim? We make resolutions?
I didn't. I just made some commitments.
You made commitments.
See, that's why we came up with this topic. They're similar in meaning. A resolution is meaning that you want to end something or begin something new. I tell you guys, we had New Year's Day dinner at my house. And of course, we do the typical food that a lot of African Americans do. Love it. And my husband's twin brother was there, and I said, Happy New Year, and we're talking and everything. And he says, it's another day. It's just the day after yesterday. And I'm looking at him like, you are so mean. He says, no, but you think about it. It's the day. It's just a new day. I'm always going to work on me. Why do I have to wait until a whole new year comes for me to say that I'm going to change something or I'm going to delete something? If I'm going to delete it, I need to delete it from my life when I say I'm going to do it, not wait until a whole year comes. And I go, now you're making sense. I can see where he's coming from at that point. A lot of people make
created with free version for non-commercial
they feel like
use.
They need to make changes in their life. If you feel like you need to do that, you don't have to wait for a whole new year to come. Just go ahead and go for it. Eliminate people that don't mean you any good. Eliminate any situations from your life. And then add anything that's going to bring you any type of happiness, success, abundance of joy. Add it to your life. Don't wait till new year comes.
Okay, I really like that. And he's right. I mean, see, here we are. Okay, it's day number four. So if I say I'm going to change something, I don't need to wait till next year. I don't need to wait till next month. Yeah, wait till the day.
I did wake up in the morning.
I did make a few resolutions.
And what were they, ma'am?
I said I was going to be more well-behaved this year.
Oh! Did y'all hear that?
Actually, I did.
Got it on tape. We got it on tape.
I like the fact that both of y'all are clapping. Now I feel like it's set up like the CIA's coming in.
And, wait a minute. And she's in the middle, Kim.
Kim over taking notes. Like she said it at 7:30 p.m. No, what I mean by well-behaved is when I'm very opinionated. I'm still going to always give my opinion. Well, I'm going to speak out. I'm going to continue to speak.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I'm going to support what's right, but I'm going to be a little more teen when I do it. That doesn't mean I'm not going to call the wrongs out. So I think that's, for me, that's being well-behaved.
Well, we expect you to be Shay K. Wolfram. Mm-hmm. That's why you're a part of this show, because we love your opinion.
Well, thank you.
And us three together, we make a dynamic
team. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, we do.
But one of the things I did make an honest resolution, I wrote it down and I said it on my, I put it on my office wall. I have it in my notebook, my planner, I have it on my phone, was to make sure that I make time for me.
Yes.
Because when I sat down at the end of the year and I was doing like an audit of my own time and my own, you know, every day, I realized I was putting so much time into everything else, I wasn't taking care of me. Then I wasn't feeling well and
got burned out.
When I say burnout, I'm talking about I could beat everybody up. I was just tired, angry, I was sleepy all the time. I mean, I was just exhausted mentally, physically. So I made this promise to myself, I'm going to make more time for me. And how
excellent resolution.
And I did it last
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And kicked it at DJ Chaos's Thursday throwback. So I got to give Chaos a shout out because I'm 43. I covered my gray hair today, but I got gray hair. When I went in there, I was 18
again.
Looks
good.
Well, thank you. And I was looking 18 at night dancing.
Hey.
I had a ball. But what that proved to me was, you know, you have to make time for yourself. You have to do things that you can enjoy and you can de-stress and release things. So that has been one resolution I've made for myself. But that impacts everything, family, business, spending time with kids, and just doing things I like. So that's my resolution. I want to focus on
it. I love it. And, you know, at the end of my email, I don't know if you noticed, and I've been putting it up there for about 7 years now. I always put enjoy life. It's up under my name. And people used to question me, why did I put that on there? Why? I said, because you do have to take time out of each day. If it's just a moment to breathe and just be grateful for what you have and enjoy that moment. Because if you don't, you find yourself becoming more stressed or just doing too much or trying to get things accomplished. And just
created with free version for non-commercial use.
A moment and just enjoy a moment. And that's what really what creates happiness, a series of moments that come together that you enjoy. That's really what happiness is. A lot of people go look for happiness in another individual,
ooh,
or a place, or a bottle, or a blunts.
I just said what our joints call. I'm gonna be like joints. When I was younger, they would call
joints.
I mean, I'll just be on the other college, it's called joints.
Wait a minute, what's that?
I forget.
But but you know, you got to find that within your heart. If happiness is within you. It's within your soul. So I love your commitment that you made to take time out for yourself. Everyone needs to do that, male or female. You know, especially if you got kids and you have a busy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, just go in another room for a few minutes. I remember Mother's Day, my gift, I told my husband, I said, don't buy me nothing. Just take the kids out of the house. He did it for like 3 years for a couple of hours. I was at peace.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
They're not really important to me anymore. I just wanted to have some peace of mind and some me time, and the phone is falling.
Oh,
hold on, you guys.
Now, y'all, we're talking, the phone is gone.
Hold on.
The phone is tilting. Wait, I got the perfect song. Y'all ready? Lean on me.
When you're not strong,
and I'll be your friend.
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on. The most. Oh my God.
Babe, did. I'm so glad I looked up.
But it did a slow lean and said,
lean with it, rock.
I just
lean
the phone.
Rock with it.
Has it made a resolution? We're making a resolution. The phone is going to lead a straight life.
Maybe he had a little too much to drink last night.
It still hung on from last Thursday. They had a foot for her.
New Year's Eve.
I wish y'all could have seen it.
Oh, gosh.
That's how I felt last Thursday when I was going back Thursday.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Audience, y'all looking at us. And y'all had to see Coin when it initially started. But I looked up at that moment. I go, wait a minute.
Yeah, who was out here and didn't want to tell
and
you?
And y'all didn't even
tell us. I see you watching. Why didn't you tell me the camera was going sideways, girl? Keisha, the phone ain't committed. Right.
Erica White said she thought we was doing a new angle.
Uh-oh. I love it.
She's on punishment. Why are you on Facebook, Erica? Erica, I love you. That's one of my dearest friends. One of my day ones has had my back in everything I'm doing. That's your shout out for 2018, girl.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you all. We appreciate your comments. Keep them coming. We've got a lot of surprises for you for 2018 that we are going to be doing. We hope that you will be a part of it because we'd love to share every moment that we have with you guys.
Well, and so one of the things that I'm committed to doing in 2018 is spending more time with my grandchildren and really finding finding some balance because, all three of us are like super, super busy. And,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Like, suffered some in 2017 because I'm so busy. So I'm committed to spending more time with my grandchyldren and attaching myself to things that are near and dear to my heart. And accepting the fact that I can't be everywhere for everybody.
That's right.
I'm going to have to say no. And one of the things Ayanna Vanzant said when she was here a couple of years ago, she said you got to have a soft yes and a strong no. And
I
so I'm going to be able to tell some people no. And no doesn't mean I don't love you. It doesn't mean I don't support you. It just means that my family is going to be important. It's always been important, but my grandchildren are going to be at the top of my list.
And don't get mad when she says no.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to come from a position of love.
Right. And again, don't get mad at anybody when they say no. You just can't be everywhere. I mean, I've got good to say.
Because you're really busy when you take your grandson out to Christmas shop at 7 o'clock in the morning and people were stopping and talking to us and we were going
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And so then we went to Wild Eggs and sit down. As soon as we sit down, somebody came over and started talking. I said, I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm having breakfast with him. And
yes.
I don't want to talk business. You know, this is my time with him.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize. I mean, when they see you eating, you just basically should say, hi, how are you? Can we talk later? Or hand you a business card? Because you shouldn't. It's pretty rude to interrupt someone while they're eating because they didn't know what you were doing with your grandson. You could have been disciplining him for something that happened or rewarding him for something that happened. Mm-hmm. But, people just need to understand every time that they see you, they shouldn't discuss business. They should discuss an opportunity to discuss business, not just straight out just go into it.
Like, here's my card, comment your
community. There you go.
And keep it moving. So
there you
go. I think people think, sometimes what we do is like playtime, but, we all have real jobs and real lives, and we got other things that we're doing, and we got families who love us, and I don't ever want to get so busy that I forget what's really, really important.
Amen.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Amen. I love it. I love it.
Now, with that being said, since we all got commitments, it sounds like we've made a commitment to make these resolutions.
Oh, hey, resolution.
Oh, okay. So we know Kim got using the word
resolution.
A lot of
people don't like using that word.
I don't really like using the word commitment because I'm scared of commitment. That's why I'm single.
See, and so hold me accountable on air. I am committed to losing 20 pounds in the next 60 days.
And
you go, girl.
I'm right there with you, babe. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna email you every morning, and I'll give you some.
Meal. I ain't asked for all that.
And meal.
I ain't said nothing because I want to eat some cake right here.
And so here's the thing.
My weakness is chocolate.
My birthday is Monday, and so I'm going to eat everything I want to eat up until Monday. And Tuesday morning, I hit the ground running, because I got to get this weight off me.
I did the same thing.
Girl. I'm cheering you on. I can't go on no diet with you. I'm not going to lie to you because I love
but
you.
But I'm going
to
tell you right
I'm
now.
I'm not really doing a diet. I'm
going
to
eat healthier.
And eat healthy and
there
eat
you
in moderation.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And then they stop. But if you start a healthy eating habit, you'll continue to do that.
I'm just so fat right now, y'all.
What?
Because
I was feeling fatter in 60 days when I lose 20 pounds.
I was looking at pictures of cupcakes when y'all got here, so obviously.
Honey, I got a 30-piece box of chocolate. My birthday is Christmas Eve.
Is it in your car? Can you go get it?
No, it's right by my bed.
Okay.
I'll take a piece here. I got dark chocolate. A few pieces of coconut with white chocolate with coconut rolled in it, and a few pieces of milk chocolate. And that's just something my family knows I love. So I eat that, but I eat it in moderation. And I go to the gym. So I know to get on that bicycle a little more and work a little harder. But, don't be so hard on yourself. It's a part of life. You're going to pick up, but once you start eating healthy, it's just going to come in you to say, I feel so much better. This is the way I want to feel. So it becomes second nature.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
It becomes second nature.
I'm over like, this is it. I just asked. I came up the stairs. And she came up.
Susan Meyer Moore said, who cares when my face is so pretty?
There you go.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Say it again.
Thanks, Jessica Moore's mother.
So the other person, she can have extra piece of cake with me.
Yes, well, we gotta have birthday cake.
That's right.
I look forward to being in Philly.
You gonna be in Philly? Okay, well, what's that? Because you done brought it up now. You know I'm nosy. Come on, Philly.
Philly is like a group of women that come together and support each other. Like they go to the Derby. They do all type of stuff.
We want the tea, girl.
And haven't really got all the details, but being a Philly is a good deal.
Amen. All right.
Well, congratulations on being
Yes, we want to be in Philly. All right, Yeah. We know you like to know. Don't tell us part of it. I want to know it all.
Yes.
So when you're Philly, we can take pictures and put it up here.
Yes.
Now, I remember Philly was a term for a cute woman. So, girl, go on. You want that?
Especially because we live in Kentucky.
I like it.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Fast horses and fast women. It just depends on who says it.
I'm a slow one.
I'm slow.
Yeah, I'm slow. I'm not.
So, did you?
Well, we just got off topic.
Did you guys make any commitments or did you make resolutions? Well, one thing that I was going to say.
Phyllis produced the Derby Ball, the program, and the Princess program.
All right.
Thanks, Susan Meyer Moore. We appreciate your info.
Well, put the link. If you got a link or something, put it in there so other folks can check it out, support.
I don't think it's open to them.
Okay. Well, don't put it. I always wonder. Well, don't put your link then. I'm just trying to give support because this is what
it's
I do.
Invite.
What's that?
God knows. I was just like, so, anyway, being a Philly is a lot of women that I really respect, and so I've been wanting to do it, and I started to talk to people, and I talked to Susan Meyer Moore's daughter, who's Judge Jessica Moore, and we were over in Beecher Terrace, and you know, being a Philly can get expensive, but
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And, you know, it's just an amazing group of women that I look forward to spending time with in 2018. Amen.
That's the one thing I love about them. They inspire and motivate. And I'm not going to let you stay stagnated if you're in a situation like that.
And Jessica Moore would not let anybody stay stagnated. Yeah. From the time she became a prosecutor, she's always motivated people. I watched her prosecute some cases, and she doesn't send people to jail unless she has to, and she loves people, and she gets that from her mom. So
right.
I want to be around those type of women. And we have a woman of color. Tracy Davis is running for judge, and, you know, I look forward to really, really supporting her. And somebody asked me the other day, why, and I just had to say this. I didn't even know her, and we were having breakfast. And I came outside and had a boot on my car. And my son got a bunch of tickets, and I didn't know it was $400. And I didn't have it. And she swiped her card that day, and she didn't know anything about me.
Oh, wow.
And she said, don't worry about it. She said, when God blesses you, it's your duty to bless other people.
Amen.
So I'll be rooting for her and supporting her.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Nothing wrong with support.
So Susan Meyer Moore invited y'all to the ball this year, April 14th at the Goddard.
And for all my folks that are watching, because we're here in Louisville, that's my hometown, but Derby is a big deal in Louisville, Kentucky. Yes. It's a big deal in Kentucky.
First
and I
know
a lot
in May.
To my Dubai audience, whom I love, just got to give them a shout out, because they showed out for us the last few weeks. So I want to tell them, if you ever come to Kentucky, Derby,
look at them.
The ball is when?
April 14th at the Goddard.
So that's around Derby time. Mm-hmm. I'm getting close to it, so y'all can come in town and support. And we'll have more about Derby events and things we're doing in the upcoming weeks, because I've actually started booking things, so we'll share with that. And we'll share at the end of the show some events that we have coming up that we want you guys to participate in. So we need to get into the meat of the show. We're going to talk about, Miss Tanya picked our topic, which is commitment and resolutions. So then she got me thinking, so I'm going to be good. Talk a little bit about commitment and resolution, why you
people. You know one thing I was just going to say, because you said
created with free version for non-commercial use.
No commitment, and you didn't like the word.
I don't like resolution.
You don't like commitment.
I don't. It's not the word. I just don't like commitment.
Commitment.
It makes me think of marriage and having a commitment.
Someone had explained to me a resolution is something that you most people will stop and maybe pick back up, or they'll start something like lose weight, and then I go to the gym. In January, the gym is packed. In February, half the people are gone. It's like they just
forgot. In March, you're paying a membership fee.
You don't even know. So that's one reason they don't like using that word, and they'd rather use the word committed. I'm committed to having a better, healthier lifestyle. And it seems like it would resonate more in your mind, what you're doing, as opposed to somebody saying, I'm doing a New Year's resolution, I'm going to lose weight. So when they explained to me the difference in those words, and I just wanted to put it out there for people to understand, are you making a resolution to do something different or eliminate something, or are you going to make a commitment? That commitment to me seems much stronger.
That's created why with free version for non-commercial use.
Sorry, babe. Well, somebody had commitment issues. And so that's
maybe relationship commitment, but not business
wise.
Business
wise, she doesn't. She definitely does not. She's a good business person. But maybe relationship.
Oh, fair relationship first.
Well, maybe because of past experiences. They got to realize that.
And she's really committed to business. You know, one time I missed the deadline, and I really, really thought, because we friends outside of business and all of that, and so I missed the deadline, and I thought I could, like, you know, send it late at night, and send this little email saying, I got really busy, Shay, you know, I meant to send it. I didn't get published. I was crushed. But that's business, and one of the things I always tell people is, when we're doing business together, we friends and we love each other, but business is business.
That's right.
And we have to keep it business.
And, you know, when I see business, you know, if I have connected with you enough to want to do created
with free version for non-commercial use.
So I've either heard your dreams, your visions. So I see your dreams, your visions. I see everybody that's dependent on me, everybody that's on my team, their dreams and visions. So I don't just hold my business on my shoulder. I hold everybody else. That's how I feel. So I'm very particular. That's it. I'm very protective of my team. And shout out to the Glam Squad. I will see y'all Sunday. I love y'all. I miss y'all. And we'll talk a little bit more about those ladies. But, you know, so... I see people's business. I see your dreams. I know you want to do this. I know you want to do that. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I get a little. And one day I'm going to commit in relationship. But we'll talk about that in another show.
Being committed raises the level of accountability. It sure does, Pam. Thank you for sharing that with us. It really does. And a lot of people don't want to be accountable. I remember before the age of social media, computers, and Facebook, when you said you were going to do something and gave someone a handshake, that was your bond. I mean, a lot of times I didn't even create contracts because that just told you that I was committed to do what I said I was going to do. And that's how we just got things settled. We just
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Nowadays, it's really hard because some people will back out and not even tell you they're not going to be a part of your event. They can't do this. They're going to say they're going to do it. You're thinking they're going to be there, which is a commitment. But then all of a sudden, they just feel they're not going to do it, or they don't have to do it, and they just back out. So when social media came about,
Boy, that is petty mama. My mama just said, because I said something about getting married, she said, it's so petty.
And like Tanya was talking about, you know, just the level of commitment regarding business and stuff, people's word is just not their bond anymore.
No, it's not.
And that's like across the nation. And so even in relationships, you know, you used to know when you can really trust people, and now it's kind of like, you know, you gotta like, it's kind of like you gotta give an interview for a friend now, just, you know,
to really see
how loyal they are. And so,
and if you're gonna do business,
you know, one of the things I'm gonna, you know, I'm friends with a lot of people, but I'm not gonna do business with a lot of people.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Because I wanna remain friends with them. Let me say that again. I'm friends with a lot of people, but I'm not going to do business with a lot of people I'm friends with. It doesn't mean I don't love them. It doesn't mean I don't trust them, but I value their relationship. And with business, the water can get muddy. And I think our water doesn't get muddy because we really trust each other and we know who's who. And one of the things you don't get to do with us is you can't discuss us in front of other people because we value each other and we love
each
other.
Unless it's something positive.
And one of the things I'm committed to in 2018 is improving the lives of every black woman and every woman, period, that I'm around. But I think so many times we're labeled as angry black women and we're all not angry.
Not at all.
See, here's the thing. People want you to use your voice and they want you to speak up and speak out. As soon as you do, Hannah Drake, you become a problem. You know, and that's the reason I love her.
Brimstone.
That's the reason I love her poem, I Was Born to Be a Problem. And so when you speak out about the right things, you're going to ruffle some feathers. You know,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I know she fully understands and Yvette Gentry. And so when you speak up for our people, you know, people will love you as a problem versus saying, let me help you because you have some valid points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in 2018, you know, I think in Louisville, Kentucky, we need to become committed, you know, to working together to improve the lives of other people. Because when we don't work together.
Whatever state you're in.
Yeah, anywhere. And so when we don't work together, the people get hurt are the people who need our help the most. So let's come together and rock it out in Louisville, Kentucky. Rock it out across the nation, but we're rocking it out right here in Louisville.
That's right. Nothing is taboo. So thank you guys again for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
I'm sitting here looking at comments. After the Rousey names, I know. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And I'm ignoring you, Mama, because my mother keeps saying when. I don't like that. I'm going to bring him home one day.
Real soon.
Okay.
Real soon.
I can put another level on there. She said real soon.
We got some things get ready.
She's the time to get me married. Yes. 2018.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I already prophesized it last year, so. Go ahead, sweetie.
Yeah, she's prophesied that I'm going to get married. Okay. All right. I'm listening. This year, I want to make sure that I listen more and to positive and positive for the positive folks that are around me. Tune out the negative.
That's right.
So I'm going to listen to your prophecy. This husband. Okay.
That's right, Ms. Moore. Susan Meyer Moore, people should agree to disagree and move on. And
That's right.
I think so many times when we have a difference of opinion, we hold on to it next week. You know, ooh, we disagree right here and we love each other the next day. And I think so many times, because I don't do it your way, does not mean that I'm not doing it
because right. I don't like you. Yeah.
So let's all do what we do, and let's all win together.
One thing I teach my children, and they still remember, is don't put your feelings into it, especially when you're in a meeting. And I had to learn that, because you're going to disagree. But don't take, like Kim said, they hold on to it and take it with them the next day, sometimes a month from now. I've been in a meeting.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Next quarter, and a person is still holding on to something that somebody said. I'm like, you're still angry about that? You missed a lot of blessings that could have been coming your way because you're blocking them with that negativity. Your energy carries, and people meet your energy before you even speak. And a lot of people don't realize that. They're walking a room with a mean mug or negative face. And don't realize that, you know, people are like, what's wrong with her?
Yes.
You're being visually analyzed by the way you look, the things that you say, how you speak to people. So make a commitment to find positivity and help create positivity in every area of your life to help another person to have a better quality life.
And then they get upset about stuff, and instead of addressing the issue,
hold on to it.
And saying, hey, you know, you pissed me off that day you said so and so. I mean, I have learned a conversation can clear up a lot of things. And a lot of times, the person you're mad at, that's not even how it was intended.
And they don't even know
the reason.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Now, you're going to come across some people who are the jerks you might think they are. And that's when you have to make that commitment to yourself. Okay, be a jerk in your space. In my space, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to keep moving forward and let it go.
That's right.
Well, I think people are not used to people like being direct. And so, if you're direct, you're labeled as aggressive.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are not used to people just being direct. You know, let's have a conversation. It seems like we got an issue. Let's talk about it. You know, I had an issue like that at work. And I was just like, let's have a conversation. And when we had the conversation, we realized that we really didn't have the issue. Somebody else had, like, started the issue.
Mm.
You know, so stop hanging out with the people who start stuff and then they disappear. It's kind of like they light the fire and leave with the water. Mm-hmm. Because they wanted to burn down.
And then if you ask them, the first thing they're going to say is, I didn't say that. No, she got it wrong. So it's better to address that person, because I don't know if you remember, I know when I was in elementary school and they did a little test where they tell you something in your ear and you repeat it and it goes around the room. By the time it gets to the last person,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Said, that's how rumors get started. So the best thing to do is address that person instead of holding on to it and thinking she's mad at me because of this reason. That's probably the furthest thing from their mind. So go ahead and address it, get it over with, and move on.
And the people that come around, be mindful. And I had learned this last year, so I'm taking it into this year so that we don't fall prey to any of that. You have to be mindful of those people that's all they do is sow little seeds of dissension. I call them agents of the enemy. They come to plant those seeds, and then they nurture them so that evil grows. And when you see that, when you feel that, you need to be okay with removing yourself from that situation, removing that person from your life. If you can have a conversation with them, that's cool. If you can't, be good with saying peace, goodbye.
And the kind of people that you really should hang out with is coalition builders. And if you don't know what a coalition builder is, it's somebody who really don't like you, and they'll spend a lot of time going around trying to get everybody
created
else
with
not
free
like
version
you.
For non-commercial
and so they
use.
Build this coalition, and you know one of the things I said is I'm starting the energy to be angry in 2018. I'm not going to say things are not going to make me angry, but I'm not going to stay angry. Carry that stuff around. Stop speaking to people.
It's unhealthy.
Life is too short. People die in front of us every day.
Man.
Somebody didn't wake up this morning. I did. I'm grateful. I get to breathe. And if you're breathing, you get another shot to get it right. So I don't want to take anything for granted.
It's extremely unhealthy because you realize when you're tensed up and you're mad and you're angry, your body is at dis-ease. That's where the word disease comes from. And that's how disease is created in your body, whether you believe it or not. That is so true. I had a doctor to tell me that at our health class about 10 years ago. So let it go.
And one of the things I'll tell you is anything that's ever happened in my life that gave me a level of discomfort, at some point in time I had to look in the mirror and really look at the person and see what part I played in it. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes that's painful to have to own it. Sometimes you have
created
to
with free version for non-commercial use.
Sometimes you have to own it. And I think so many times, rather than own it, I'd rather quit speaking to you.
That's a lot of people. I mean, it's so easy for me to say, I'm sorry, but it's hard for a lot of people to even say, man, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. And it's just that simple. Shake their hand and say, let's move on. But let's commit to creating a better atmosphere around you. As we said, if that means eliminating people from your life, if that means changing a lot of things in your life, hey, it's 2018, it's time to get started on being a better you.
And you know, one of the things I realized when I was saying this to somebody yesterday, we have a conversation, and I said, man, I've gotten to that age where a lot of my conversations lately have started with, guess who died? Or did you remember so-and-so? And you know, this is something, you know, life is short. We're not guaranteed this very next second. Anything could happen. We're not guaranteed the next minute or hour. Mm-hmm. So why waste time being angry? Why waste time being miserable? Being in situations that are not
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And that's not for everybody else. First off, for yourself. You know, I always care for a lot of things I do. It's always to build something for my children or leave a legacy. But what I've learned with the self-evaluation and realizing how honest you need to be with yourself, I need to do that for me because if I'm not at my best, I can't build anything for somebody else.
That's right.
So, you know, we've got to all get to that point that we're comfortable just, like you said, eliminating, getting ready, but also enjoying the journey, enjoying the knocks and the bumps, because that's part of, that makes us into a better person.
It does.
Somebody asked me the other day, I got a message, and they said, would I go back and change some things that happened to me? Because I've been working on my books, and this has been very emotional, just with that book. Ooh-wee. I didn't realize how much stuff would happen. So I get to chapter 9, and someone asked me, you know, would you change some things? And I had to really think about it. No. Because if I did,
a lot of people say that.
I wouldn't be
who I
am now.
That's right.
Now, if you'd asked me that a few years ago, I would have been like, yeah, I'm going to change this. No, I really, evidently there was a reason.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
And she's always, I think still on your answer machine, there's a purpose for your pain. There's a reason for it. So no, I wouldn't change it. 2018, you know, I'm committed to being a better me, you know, taking care of myself so that I can be a better me to give to other people. Because, you know, there's some things that we're doing to help small businesses, that will help people follow their dream. But if I'm not at my tip top, how can I help you?
That's right.
And so one of the things I said is I'm working on becoming what I needed when I was in pain. And so a lot of women need other women, so I'm working on becoming what I needed when I was at the height of my own self-inflicted pain. Mm. And there's a lot of hurting women in this city, and so I want to become what I didn't have 20 years ago.
I like that.
You have to be in a position to, you know, elevate the quality of people's lives. So I just see Sir Whitaker is watching, and I just want to give her a shout out. She's a young woman who babysitted my kids 32 years ago in West Virginia. And I always say every core value I have, I got it right in West Virginia. And we were talking
created with free version for non-commercial use.
She said that she became the queen of tongue because she had to find some other revenue after I moved away because I was paying above minimum wage for babysitting 32 years ago. So we were kind of, so to watch her get her PhD, you know, coming from a small town in West Virginia and doing the amazing things that she's doing, you know, I just want to shout you out, man. You did some great stuff.
So here's something I want to ask, because I just had to look down at my notes. And I wasn't going to bring the stuff that I decided to. 2018, let's be a little freer. Because I want to touch on current events. Did y'all see our president's tweet yesterday?
I can't do it.
She can't do it. No, you know, normally I try not to even bring that on. But I got answers. I see
pray.
That.
I can't. All I can do is pray for him.
I mean, and so I'm just kind of like in my office at work, we got some Trump supporters. We can agree to disagree, but we don't talk politics in my office. Mm-mm. Because, you know, my thing is this, we're really talking about people's lives,
right. Yes,
and people could die. And
created
could
with
happen.
Free version for non-commercial use.
And I pray for him because, you know what, the worst place to be is in
misery.
Is your life in the middle of chaos, and everybody know you're in the middle of chaos but you. And so you got a lot of people. I've been in a position where I had money and I was surrounded by yes people, and my life was a complete mess. And when people tried to say something to me about it, I was saying, they're jealous, they're envious, because I had all these people around me for what was in it for them. Nobody would say, girl, what you did was just messed up. And, you know, nobody said that. So he's surrounded by a lot of yes people.
He is.
And, you know, and if you haven't noticed, when you're no longer useful for him, he cast you to the side like you trash. And not just Donald Trump. We got people right here in this city who will use you up. And when they get done with you, they'll cast you to the side.
Which is why I say the goal is never low. It's always global.
Global.
I'm just saying, that's just the real thing. But the reason I was asking y'all about the truth, talking about coming to the new year, being a better, you know, better people.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So I'm reading this tweet, and this man, who is supposed to be leader of the free world, basically got into a pissing contest with another man. Mine is bigger and it works. And I just wanted to pass out because that's not politics. This is not even a discussion on politics, because with politics, we can always agree to disagree. We just have different ideology. Mm-hmm. This is now narcissistic. This is now a level of abuse. This is just somebody, as far as I'm concerned, is cuckoo.
Well, the only thing I'm saying is sit back and watch the show, because I can assure you it's going to be worse. And I'm just, you know, I'm just sitting back with my popcorn. I used to be so mad when he used to, and now I'm just kind of like, it is what it is. And I think when you learn to accept people for who they are, then you have a degree of peace that surpasses all understanding. When you just, when you know who you're dealing with, they are not ever in a position to hurt you anymore.
You know, what's really crazy is about 9 months ago when his daughter got a position that no one
created with free
told.
Version for non-commercial use.
I heard it was because he wouldn't listen to anyone else but her.
Bye-bye.
So that's why they gave her that position. And the fact that he was going senile, you would tell him something and he wouldn't remember what you said. So that's why they gave her that position. A lot of people don't know that, because she has a position that nobody has ever held, and she's getting paid the highest amount of money of anybody who is working in the White House, which is really, really sad. So our top,
because she's able to run in there and say, Dad, why did you do that?
Are going in there for her to be a mediator, yep. Which is really, really sad.
So 1 minute she's, that's my daddy, and the next minute, you know, well, I'm the advisor to the president.
You're not supposed to. Yeah, you can't do this, Dad. You're not supposed to. And then him waving his arms, and he's going to do what he wants to do. But she's the only one that can really calm him down. So it's really sad that we have a grown man who acts like a fifth grader, yeah. And the fact that these tapes came out today.
Well, Gina Chetham said he acts like a sixth grader.
I said fifth, okay.
Playground trash talking.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So my son, 7 years old, was saying.
But we're going to continue to pray for him, because we know that he has a lot of issues, and we definitely don't want him to push that button, because for him to want to go to war, it's really sad. It sickens me to really think.
This is a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that somebody wants to go to war. That's one of the first things that he's been talking about since he's been in the White House, is North Korea. He's taunting him. North Korea. It's really sad. So we all going to continue to pray for him as much as possible. Every time you eat a meal and you pray for our president. Every time you go to bed, pray for our presidents. Just make it a second nature to do so, because he definitely needs that help.
And pray for our country as a whole, because we're at an all-time high for violence. And I know what you see on the news seems to think that Louisville's really violent, but, you know, some of our violence is down, and they're not talking about that. And so one of the things I said is they show the young boys doing the high-speed chase on TV with the police. They're not showing the young black entrepreneurs who went to the micro
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Who started their own business, who used to be in the streets, who've now became entrepreneurs, who are doing the right thing, who are coming back in the neighborhoods, employing other young men. They're not talking about that. So
Amen.
Don't buy into what the media shows you, but the media doesn't always show you what's really going on. They show you what they want you to see for ratings, but you know, good stories aren't good ratings. Murder, robbery, and gun violence is.
And that's across the nation, and that's the sad part. That we have so many folks across our nation who are doing great work, doing, you know, changing their lives, changing the lives of others. And because it's sensationalism sells so much that they're not giving their just due. And y'all know, as pet peeve of mine, which I always say I like to highlight the positive, because we got enough folks highlighting the negative out here. And I mean, it's something to see that, to hear folks, their story. You know, they're telling their story. But here's the news.
Created media. With free version for non-commercial use.
They're going to block that off. Kids being independent media, that's why I want to do it. Yes. So I can say what I want to, because I believe if you are out there working to change the game, if you are giving your heart and soul, and I believe anytime you sow into the community or sow into anybody's venture, or you are a performer, whatever it is, you're giving a piece of yourself. Those are the things that move me. Those are the things I like to highlight. So I agree with you on media. Spins the story they want to, whatever's going to get the highest rating, and they don't care who it hurts. And that's also, when you look at Trump, and you were talking about him wanting to go to war, that's another example. War's profitable. They don't care who it hurts, because we're all just numbers to them. It's all about ratings and notoriety and the money they're going to make. Media, he picks on the media picks on him, they go back and forth. We live in a very crazy time.
The world. That's what's so sad. Instead of us getting along, they're so big at trying to pick arguments over the pettiest little things. And we teach our children at a young age not to act like this.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Who are running our country act like this, which is really, it just saddens me.
And one of the things that I like to talk about is people say, Donald Trump created all this hate. No, he didn't. What he did was he gave people permission to say how they really felt.
He just flipped it.
So all he did was gave people permission to speak out about how they felt. So racism has always been here, but what's happened, and Gina said it, is a lot of the good people have really joined together to really do amazing things to just really fight off the negative spirit.
I like that.
My resolution is to make sure I sow as much positivity as I can. This is my way of counteracting Donald Trump. that's my little political.
We gotta get her in D.C.
You know, everybody knows that I have political aspirations, but I can't keep my mouth shut.
Equal Reynolds for president.
So let's move on to our Divas and Dirt, because I'm going to talk about that.
Yes.
That's created with free version for non-commercial use.
16th, Tuesday.
Okay. We're down. We got 19 minutes, so we're going to talk about Divas and Dirt. That is our event that we will be live. We will be taping a special episode at Virtue at 103 Oak Street. If you don't know where it is, just Google it. But we have invites out. We've got an event set up on Facebook. You can join it. You can take part in it. You can post questions. Anything you need to do, get at us. We will definitely answer. You can buy tickets from all of us. Our numbers are on there.
And there's only a limited number of tickets, you guys. So you got to get your tickets early. But we are so excited about this. This will be our first live taping, but we will be doing more. But yes, we want you to come out to be a part of it, because it's going to be epic. We've got so many things planned this night. You don't want to miss it. I mean, we've got so much going on. We've got a comedian who's going to be there to entertain.
Kazelle Williams.
Yeah.
And if you don't know Kazelle, he's been on stage with some serious comedians, and he just moved here. He's actually from Mississippi, and I had him on the radio show.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Had a ball. He's hilarious. But more than that, I mean, he's just talented. He did a show on relationships, so he's got his own background. So you're going to get to meet him that night, but he's doing a stand-up routine. Shout out to Kazelle. I think he might be on the road. If you watch him, then he's just a sweetheart, and he's very funny, and he's just terrible. I can't hang around him. He's terrible.
It's going to be a very positive, motivating, inspiring evening. If you need to be pepped up or get a little lift for 2018 to get you on the right track, you need to be at this event.
And alcohol will be served.
Yeah, the bar will be open. We will have a special drink that night, a Dirty Divas Paradise Island tea. We'll get that together. There'll be information for you guys to do that. There's complimentary food while supplies last. So you don't get there early, so you can get a good seat. You can get you something to eat. We got DJ Bombshell in the house. Yes. She's going to be sitting for us that night. She's a beautiful young lady. I've had the pleasure of bringing her to the stage and working with her. And I got to meet her at an event that I hosted. But then I got to talk to her. She's a sweetheart. And she's
created with free version for non-commercial use.
She's got a really sweet spirit. So she's going to be there. So we got female empowerment in the building.
We'll be networking that night. So bring your business cards. All night long, we want you to go through there. We'll have some vendors set up. We'll have other business owners, as well as just professional individuals in the building. So you can get some information maybe from Ms. Kim about how you can volunteer with the city, or Ms. Shea about how you can promote your business, or myself about finance. So we'll be there just giving you all type of positive information so you can have a better quality life. And you don't want to miss it, you guys. We only have a limited number of tickets that we're going to have available for you to get.
And let's see who else is gonna be. We got Vic. Oh, you can come out and meet the Glam Squad. All those beautiful ladies will be there. I said I would say something about them early. And I want to say something to them specifically because they got my back. They always, they're more than the Glam Squad. Maybe I should change y'all's name to just the team. Because I mean, they just, they step up, all of them, from the ladies in all phases, Darla, Miss Linda, and Keisha, to she handles machine.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Miss Melinda Dixon of the Lavish Life Boutique. Then we've got Naisha Reeves, who is the official jewelry maverick. She's bad with it. And Asha and Nice Jewelry Box.
Nails.
Miss Sandra Wilkerson, a big, I broke my nails, so I don't want her to see it in case she's watching. A Big City Style. Let's see who we have. We got Dee Johnson, who handles all our media and photos.
Yes. We have a great team.
Oh, and Miss Maya. First of all, Maya, and I think Maya's birthday is either today or tomorrow, but happy birthday. She is the youngest member. This little baby girl is going to be 20 years old, and I'm super proud of her because she's in college. She keeps a great GPA. She's got an amazing spirit, but her talent with a makeup brush is phenomenal. I mean, it's just a natural talent. She's an absolute sweetheart, and I know her mom. So, hey, Dana, thank you for having her, girl. So she can do my makeup. I love you.
We've got a few vendors, but tell them about our swag bag.
We're going to have swag bags because we want you to leave with something. And there is an opportunity for you to promote your business and market it. So if you would like to be a part of our swag bags, you can get in touch with us.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You can email us at ckw@shaykwolfolk.com and just put up like more swag bag information. We'll get it back to you. And it's a way for you to include your product, your business card, your lookbooks, your promotional. Or if you got another idea, something you want to include, get at us. We're always open to thinking outside the box. But it's a great way for you to market, to expand your demographics, and get your product into the hands of some influential people.
So Gina had a question, and she said, as a financial professional, what do you think about crypto cash?
You really need to do your research on it, because the research that I've done, it's not backed by the feds. So it's no guarantee on that money. A lot of it is the digital cash, but you've got to be very careful who you invest your money with. A lot of people from from other countries are
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And they're not good investments. So be careful with who you invest your money with. Check their background. Get references from anybody that you give money to, even if it's a local person in your state, but be very careful. That's my opinion of crypto cash.
And then speaking of cash, I said somebody called me today and they're running for political office, and they said, will you be my treasurer? And I was just sitting there thinking, like, 20 years ago, nobody would ask me anything like this. And I steered him in the direction of somebody else, and he said, why? I said, because sometimes you got to say no for the good of the whole tribe. And we'll have lunch, and we'll talk about that at a later date. But one of the things I was able to share with him is, with my criminal history and things in my past, I didn't want people going back in my past overshadowing what he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. I love him. I want him to do well at what he's going to do. But I just didn't want any of my stuff from the 90s coming in.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
When you love people, you'll put your ego to the side and you'll support them in all other areas. So, just got to shout out Dre Dawson. You got my complete support, running for Senate. Thanks.
Because so many people will bring up your past because they're threatened by your future. Instead of leaving it back where it is because you have changed, you're a better person, and they just can't accept your change. Y'all got to stop acting like that. That's not helping for you.
Folks don't want to see you. They're okay with you doing good as long as you're not doing better than they
That's
are.
It.
That comes to play in a lot of things. And that's why I tell you, keep your circle tight. Be very protective of your vision and your dreams.
Yes.
I've learned the hard way. You have to. You guard your platforms. Because for me, God gave them to me. Which means if I let someone jack it up, I'm out of order. Mm. I have to protect it. The same way you take care of your kids. God gave them to you. You have a responsibility. So do not let anybody in 2018 make you feel bad for guarding what you're supposed to do. Because you are the person that will...
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That is like now when people say, what you got going on? I'm kind of like nothing. Well, see, you doing that little show.
Sweetie, ain't nothing I do little. Let me get you straight out there. There ain't nothing I do little. Don't do that. I hate to hear people minimize.
Yeah.
When you minimize somebody else, what that does, that tells everybody else your mindset.
Yes, it
does. When you minimize the accomplishments of other people, it says so much about you.
Yes.
And that's something that to me is just an epidemic in Louisville, since we're talking about Louisville, and other places. You cannot minimize other people.
That's right. So
my response normally to folks is like that, let me see your resume.
Oh.
That normally will shut folks up. And that was me not being nice in 2018, obviously. I made it 4 days. I'm sorry, I slipped up.
You did good.
But you've been honest.
She said,
You did good.
Okay, four days. Obviously, they didn't think I was going to make it 4 days.
Because one of the things I always say, you would rather piss people off with
created with free version for non-commercial use.
That's right.
And I think so many times people just live with the lies around them, and they know it ain't okay, and nobody speaks up. So, you know, if you're in a position of leadership in this community, you know, it's your duty and responsibility to lead by example. So that's what I try to do on a daily basis to the best of my ability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not perfect and I fall short, but what I know is if I get up in the morning, I got another shot to right some wrongs and, you know, do it all over again.
Well, let me just say this since we stepped into leadership. For those that are watching who consider themselves community leaders, especially if you're self-appointed, this year, why don't you,
I said especially those who are self-appointed,
make a resolution, a commitment, not to hurt other people, to boost your ego, mm-hmm. not to harm others, to grow your platform, not to use other people to gain something. Don't use the pain of a community to push your
created
agenda.
With free version for non-commercial use.
Y'all can quote me on that.
Agree.
You can say hashtag shake it with folks.
Here's what I'm going to say in defense of those leaders who self-appointed crazy. Leaders. A lot of people volunteer for the pain that they experience with those people.
Mm.
You know going in exactly who they are. And here's what happens. We think it's not going to happen to us.
Oh,
and you think you won't get hurt. And so my thing is this, if I've watched you hurt everybody you've encountered,
ooh.
I'm going to be careful guarding my heart with you. That doesn't mean that I don't like you. It just means that I'm not going to set myself up to be hurt.
That's right.
I know people change because I'm sitting here. I'm a living example of what change is. But we just have to be real careful who we, you know.
In your world.
And, you know, everybody doesn't have a right to speak into your life. And I think so many times we let people say stuff to us that just ain't cool. And if you know me, you know, I'm just not going to let that happen. So, you know, people say Kim Moore's difficult. Kim's aggressive.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Watch what you say to me. Because I'm going to have a conversation with you. And I'm not going to curse you out and be disrespectful.
But she's better than that.
Today. But I'm gonna have a conversation with you. And one of the things I'm not gonna do is get on the phone and call anybody else
and tell you
about an issue that I have with you. I'm gonna talk about the issue I have with you. With you.
And then let me say something else. I got all my for all those who are running for local office.
And
you quote me, I'm the one saying it. Make sure your motives are pure. Make sure that you're doing it because you want to help the community and not just use it as the next rung or step to get word up in your political party. Make sure that when you put your name on the ballot, it's for the right reason.
Mm.
Because I really have gotten tired of seeing folks use the community for their own personal gain. You can quote me on that one, too.
Well, they can, but we're going to come back and uplift the community. Like
created with free version for non-commercial use.
And here's what I'll say. When you misuse God's children, he will expose you in a way, you know, ain't nothing like getting exposed by God. So
that's right.
You can hide from everybody else and you can do all the stuff that you do. But, you know, here's what happens. You'll wake up one day and God will expose you and you'll be sitting somewhere wondering how did people find out. And it's just kind of like when God gets tired of you, everybody going to know when God gets tired.
Mm.
Because he'll expose you. And people can expose you and say whatever they want to say about you, but it's nothing like the pain of being exposed by God.
Mm, that's a whole different
thing. Happens in the dark will come out in the light.
Always.
So you can't use people forever and ever and think it's not going to be exposed. It's going to come out.
And I'm not going to put you in my magazine if you're out there using people. I'm just saying. Okay. All right.
What you got going on?
I've been good. I'm good.
I'm
going to be like, Kim, what do you have going on? Please tell me.
created with free version for non-commercial use.
55 and fabulous.
Yes, all right. And, we'll be partying.
And so I'm doing a gift card drive for homeless youth for my 55th birthday. And I've asked anybody who was willing to buy me anything, you know, to send me $10 Kroger cards to my work. And it's on my Facebook page. And so somebody asked, why $10 or $20 Kroger cards? You would be surprised how many kids come in my office, young people between 16 and 24, tell me that they're hungry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't give them money, and we're not supposed to give them money. And we're not supposed to take them to lunch and stuff. But, you know, we do that. And, you know, we make good money. But when you're spending money on people in the community every week, that's just what we do. I mean, that's just what we're supposed to do. And one of the things I'll tell you is, you know, I haven't missed a meal by helping other people.
Amen.
You know, so the more you give, I think the more you receive. And when God know that you give with clear motives, like I could have told all my kids to give me money and let me take a fabulous trip.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
I had parts for my work, and everybody was cool with it, but a couple people in my family thought I was kind of crazy, but I'm kind of like, I know what it's like to be homeless. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like to be hungry.
Yes.
I know what it's like to not have anybody to go to. You know, I had a young boy that just got on my caseload, and I said, who's your emergency contact? And he said, put yourself down.
Wow.
Because I don't have any family. When you encounter those type of people, it makes you think. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the people that show up every day, and a lot of days he's hungry, and I want to do whatever I can to help him. You know, somebody tried to get me to start a GoFundMe page to do some housing for some young people, and I didn't do that because I want to talk about sustainability. I don't want to pay 3 months rent for you, and then in 90 days, you're homeless again.
That's right.
Because you're not prepared to live
on
your own.
That's right.
I want to work on sustaining these young people's lives, not giving them fish, teaching them how to fish.
That's right. And that's a big difference.
So what do you have? Because I see a flyer.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
This Saturday, I'm going to be at Tia Gardner is having a big fashion show.
I know her daddy, Sean, has been on the show.
Fourth annual fashion show. I'm so proud of you, Tia. It's going to be this Saturday at the Tim Faulkner Gallery, and it's going to get started at 5 o'clock. You guys don't want to miss it, because she has some amazing new fashions that she'll be displaying. I also am going to be at the big masquerade ball with Miss Aria Kabula and Company. And she's also partnered with, Breakout Entertainment. I couldn't read breakfast there. But anyway, this one started. This is going to be big. It's only $15 in advance, $20 at the door. And she's got a lady that will be eating fire there. She has entertainment, people singing. It's just going to be a big fashion show with Dream Boutique. Shout out to Dream Boutique. But you guys definitely want to be a part of this. She has a few tickets left. So make sure you get a ticket. This is going to be a fun-filled evening at the Hayburn Building. So go to her page, which is Aria Kaluba and Company. And then
created with free version for non-commercial use.
But next Saturday is Big Mike's big comedy blast. It's going to be his first show of 2018. We have a few tickets left. I have a few more tickets that are left, two for $20. So if you guys want to go, that's the best time to get your tickets because the price will be going up in a few days. So get with me for tickets on that as well. Get with me on tickets for Divas and Dirt because that's going to be an exciting event. I want you guys to make sure you're a part of that. It's on a Tuesday night, but it's some grown folks stuff going to be happening.
Yes, we are going to have a ball. And just in case you didn't know, well, we're going to talk about Divas and Dirt because I want to focus on that because that's kind of my baby right now. We are doing a live taping, so you will be part of our studio audience. That show is going to be distributed. And D. Johnson, LGTV, and D. Johnson Photography, we're handling the media part. So I want you guys to come out. I want you to have a good time. I want you to, you know, get a ticket, bring a friend. Tickets are $5 in advance, $10 at the door. But it is a very limited amount of seating. So it's not something that you can just wait forever. And I hate to.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
So the realization is, get your tickets now.
And $5 is not, we have to pay for things. So that's what that money's for. So you're going to have food. As Kim said, the bar's going to be open. We have a drink made for us, especially for that evening, which is really delicious. So you want to come out and be a part of our studio audience, which you may see yourself somewhere else.
Yes, and you get a comedy performance, and we got DJ Bombshell. We got Cazelle Williams performing. I just want to make sure I tell you everything. We got Conference Food, the bar is open.
And the demons are going to be giving dirt.
You can officially meet the ladies, yes, of NIT, as well as meet the Glam Squad. And You know what? When we stop this video, I'm just going to post it. I want you guys to go in there and like the event. Ask any questions you might have. We will respond to you. That is Tuesday, January 16th. It's from, what's that, 5:30 to, no, 6 to 8:30.
6 to 8:30.
Oh, I got too many events. That is my main focus. And then on February 1st, we will be dropping the next issue of CKW, the Shake It Wolf Off magazine. And
created with free version for non-commercial use.
I'm going to share my cover with two awesome gentlemen, and I'm not going to tell y'all who, but they are two really great guys, so I'm really proud of that. So this issue is all about music, and I'm going to make sure that we understand that music will take us where words will not. That's our theme for February.
Now, how many downloads did you get last issue?
Well, the last issue is still up, and we're at 12. Well, we averaged 15, but we're at 12. I think it was 12.3 million.
Million!
But
did you
feel that?
3 million.
The goal is never local, it's always global. And a big shout out to my people in Dubai who love the magazine. They always get it, they always support me. Thank you guys. I appreciate you more than you'll ever know. And for all the folks who tuned in tonight who always support everything we do, we love you. We appreciate you. Without your support, we would not be motivated to keep doing this, because this year we're going to make sure we shine a light on all the people out here who are doing positive things, the small businesses, the people with a dream. Our goal is to shine that light and help you up. You know,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
So help us by downloading the magazine that keeps things going, tuning into the show, sharing the show.
Come to Diva and Doug, bring your business card so we can meet you and know who you are so we can showcase you.
Right, because if I get your card in my hand, you know, you could be a guest. But do that so you help us help other folks.
And one of the things I wanted to say is, like, our tickets are $5 and that's damn near free. And so we're not doing this for the money.
No.
You know, we have a platform to elevate the lives of other people, and the food that you all have, and I'm spending some of my birthday money. I just need to say it. When they asked me, I was like, you want me to spend my birthday money?
She really didn't say it. She didn't just say it. She texted back.
Yeah, so.
And I said, I'm spending my birthday. It was Christmas Eve.
And so it was our birthday, so we're spending our birthday money, but.
We both Capricorns, and I told Shay, God waited till the last. He saved the best for last. So anybody born in December and is a Capricorn,
you rocking it out.
You're the best.
See what I got for that.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You're the best.
Well, come and get some of Kim's birthday tray and birthday carrots. Come get some birthday carrots, Kim. Come get some paradise.
I'm gonna, not going to shoot you. I'm going to still be celebrating my birthday all the way.
Until the end of January.
That's
right.
Oh, so that means we're going to have a nice something out. Okay, I'm ready for that.
For the women who love me, I'm going to be putting together a dinner. You know, I think year before last we did Edmer Lowe's, and we're going to invite some positive women, just be sitting down and chopping it up.
Can we do Edmer Lowe's again?
Yeah, while y'all drinking some wine, we're going to be chopping it up and just really enjoying each other. So it's going to be a limited space.
I'm excited.
Like the first 20 women when I posted. You know, I'm going to do 20 women, so.
No men allowed.
No men allowed.
Oh, we're going to have a good old time.
Wait, no, what if it's like one cute one? I mean, don't I get to have some eye care?
No men.
Wait a minute. She prophesied I was going to get married. So how is it going to happen if I can't look at the men?
Well, you ain't going to look at them at my birthday dinner.
We got plans.
Created
for
a free version for non-commercial use.
Okay, you can look at the waitresses, because the waiters, because there's some nice looking people who are working there. Okay. And they make really, really good money. But no men at my birthday dinner. But my good friend Rob is flying in Sunday night for my birthday from Denver.
So you get eye candy. I got shit to say.
Shout out, Rob. Thanks for hitting Louisville up for my 55th birthday party. We've been friends for a very long time.
I see Derek Dennis. And just for the record, if y'all don't know Derek Dennis, first of all, every time I run into him at a baseball zone event, he pitches me a show. He got good ideas. But he sung at the 90s block party. He was in the audience. They put a mic in his hand, and he sung. I did not know you could sing like that. We're going to talk. I'm going to get you on here and let you sing to all the ladies out there. I just had to throw that out there.
Get your mama. I keep asking what you. Thank you guys so much. We love you. You don't know how much we love you. We're so glad you're part of the show and a part of our life. Keep continuing to listen to us. We'll see you at Divas and Dirt. We'll see you next Thursday.
And go to my Facebook page and participate in the gift card drive for the homeless youth.
Yes.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
And Happy New Year.
Video.
Happy New Year.
Share it. Help us help.
And if you don't want to send a gift card, send birthday cards. I love getting cards in the mail. I'm still old school.
Oh, wait a minute.
You know what, though? You should get a banner.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.